The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's The Don Crow Show on life-changing talk radio, WAVA. It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website, PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. You got it. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get together. Talk about stuff going on in the world. And you'll often hear me say, if you listen very often, let's get informed and then let's get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. Tell you what, if the culture ever needs to hear from you, if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus, it needs your voice now. In love, but in truth, both, huh? It's called Worship Together 2020, described as an assembly of worship leaders, pastors, musicians, creatives, and worshipers gathered together in one space for the common purpose of lifting high the name of Jesus and growing in the way we lead his church. And it's coming to D.C. again this summer on June 20th. Two free events we want you to know about. And joining us to tell us what it's all about, how you can participate, and more is Edward Powers. Edward is the ground team director for Together 2020. Edward, welcome to the show.
I'm excited to be here.
Would you kind of take us back into the history of Worship 2020, when it all started and what the objective was and what it is now?
Yeah, I absolutely can. So Together 2020 is the third of three Together Evolutions. It began in Together 2016. When our founder, Nick Hall, basically rallied the nation to reset around the name of Jesus, calling the rising generations to just rally around that name, re-engage with the gospel, and engage with it in a whole new way with a whole new energy. And that happened right there near the Washington Monument in D.C. A couple hundred thousand people came out to celebrate, to worship, and to raise the name of Jesus. And then in 2018, we did it again. We went out to Texas Motor Speedway in Dallas. We brought, again, many hundred thousand Christians out for a two-day event, and this is really focused on moving closer to Jesus, discipleship, and how the rising generation could move out as they were reset. And then from there, in 2020, we're going to take the next step, and this is really going to be about engaging with Scripture, and we want to launch out for Together 2020 and have this rising generation be able to engage with Scripture in a whole new way. You know, the young generation, these rising generations, they're just not satisfied with secondhand information on the Bible. They want to engage with it themselves. We want to help them do that. We want to energize them. And that's what Together 2020 is going to be all about, is engagement with the Scripture. And then this weekend, we got several launch events as we begin that campaign. And we're just going to kick off this season of scriptural engagement right here in D.C. as we get ready for the Together 2020 event next summer. We got all of our events are free on Friday. At First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, they've been kind enough to host us. We're going to kick it off. Nick Hall, our founder, is going to come out. He's going to talk about what this year of the Bible in 2020 is going to look like, how we're going to engage Scripture in the new ways, how we're going to celebrate in 2020. And then there with us, I, Trebet, KB, and Gabby are going to come. They're going to lead us in worship, and they're going to lead us right alongside the DC Worship Collective, which is a group of worship artists we've assembled from throughout the DC metro area from different churches. And they're going to come together locally to worship as we have these national artists right beside them. The Unashamed group from First Baptist Glen Arden is going to be there with us, and we're going to talk about what this next level of scriptural engagement we're going to see in 2020. And it doesn't stop there. On Sunday night on the 27th, we're going to go out to David's Tent. If you haven't been to David's Tent in the National Mall, it's an amazing place where they've been worshiping continuously 24/7, 365 for over 4 years now. We're going to take that place. We're going to build it out into a big stage, and Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes are going to join us for the Together 2020 Night of Worship. And we're just going to spend a couple hours worshiping there in the open sky on the National Mall and bringing down the word of Jesus and talking about what scripture engagement can be in this year of 2020. And that's kind of in a nutshell, Don, what we're looking at.
It's exciting. And as a matter of fact, you said both of these events are free. The event at First Baptist Glen Arden, is that in the evening or the afternoon, or what is that?
Yeah, it's going to be in the evening. So doors are going to open at 6 p.m. at First Baptist Church Glen Arden, and the event will go from 7 to 9. And then on Sunday, October 27th, it's going to be from 6 to 8:30 at David's Tent there on the National Mall at the corner of 7th and Madison.
Talk about how folks can get more information who say, well, I heard what you're saying, but I'm not sure where these locations are. Are they on your website, togethergeneration.com?
Absolutely. You can go to togethergeneration.com. There's links there with all the information you need of how to get there. You can register and tell everybody you're coming. For that. And then you can learn about the Together 2020 event as well next June. And so it's all there, one-stop shopping. And also on there, if you give us your email on that site and click I'm in, it's basically going to tell you. So as the lineup progresses for Together 2020, it'll give you announcements. It'll let you know what's coming, and it'll keep you informed on everything that's going on with Together 2020 at that site, togethergeneration.com.
Now, despite what some surveys and all that may indicate, that the millennials and the young people of today aren't as interested, there is a real hunger among young people for truth and for experiencing the truth and knowing it, isn't there?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, these rising generations, as a father of four millennials myself, they are hungry for the truth. They're hungry for something to engage with their passion. And they just want direction. They want to find it, and they want to engage with it. And I think they're just not going to be happy taking that stuff secondhand. We need to get the scriptures into their hands, let them get a hold of it, and just really let the scriptures speak. We got to let it speak to them in their language. The Holy Spirit's going to do his work with them as they do that. And that's really what our heart and our passion is, to take the passion of these rising generations, tie it to the scriptures, and then just watch the Holy Spirit work from there.
How did you get involved yourself, Edward?
Interesting story. So I just retired from the Marine Corps in July. After 22 years of service, I got my last duty station was here in the D.C. area. So I moved here in 2016, it was a couple weeks before Together 2016 happened there at the Washington Monument. I saw the advertisements, and I went out, and I basically fell in love with the idea of empowering the rising generation to reengage with Jesus and reengage with the scriptures. So I attended then. In 2018, I took my family, and we flew out to Dallas-Fort Worth to volunteer for that Together 2018 event. And then as I looked towards retirement, I looked at the things I could do, the spectrum of things I could do. I saw that Together 2020 was coming back here. A discussion started, and we found out that they needed somebody on the ground to help organize and orchestrate. And I was fortunate enough, they've sent a team into the area of young guys. We got a team of seven of us. We're here. We're engaging with local pastors, with local ministers, because we don't want Together 2020 to just be an event. It's obviously not just an event. We want people to engage with scripture, but it's part of a larger Year of the Bible campaign. 2020 has been declared the Year of the Bible by both national and international ministries across the globe, and we just want the unprecedented engagement. Together 2020 in June is going to be a celebration of all that. But more than that, in the D.C. metro area, as we engage with our partner churches, our partner ministries, we want to see that lasting impact in the D.C. metro area. I tell my guys, in a joking manner, we shouldn't be able to swing a dead cat in the D.C. metro without hitting a Christian doing kingdom work. You know, we want to see Christians everywhere doing the work, because you can't argue with that.
Amen to that.
Passion.
Your passion's coming through. Thank you for two things. Thank you for your service to the body of Christ and our cities with this particular ministry. But thanks for your service as a member of the U.S. Marine Corps all those 22 years as well. God bless you. Thank you very much, Edward, for talking with us about it right now.
I appreciate the opportunity, Don, and thank you.
Edward Powers, Ground Team Director with Together 2020. If you want more information about those events that we mentioned, one at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden on the 25th in the evening, and one also at David's Tent on October 27th on the Mall, go to togethergeneration.com. Togethergeneration.com.
Nobody wakes up and says, today is the day that I get to look into whether refinancing my mortgage would be smart. The perception of refinancing is that it's often as smooth as shaving with a cheese grater, which we're guessing is not smooth. But our Faith and Family Mortgage team would ask you to consider two things. One, rates have gotten awesomely lower as of late. And while we normally don't talk about rates going up and down, because we try to just be here when the time is right for you, if you've been thinking about trying to lower your monthly payment a bit before Christmas, or if you've been thinking about cashing out a chunk of equity, now would be a time to at least think about it. Secondly, times have changed. We don't have a fancy app, but we do have a team specifically committed to WAVA. And if refinancing is right for you, we're going to do all the work so that you don't have to worry about the stress. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss. Because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you, for free, how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's the progress.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Nanpak once sat on his father's lap on the dirt floor of their small house in Nigeria. Nanpak's father, a Christian pastor, read the Bible to his wife and children daily. As the only Christian family in their village, they often feared for their lives. Then one day, Islamic extremists stormed their village, killing Nanpak's father, mother, and two younger siblings. He was the only one to survive. Though orphaned, he soon discovered he wasn't alone. VOM workers helped relocate him to safety, and they continue to provide him with support. Pray for Nanpak and many orphans like him, that they will find hope and healing as part of God's family.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Once again, that spot that you just heard from our good friend Todd Nettleton, underscoring what we're all doing together, folks, coming alongside the suffering church. I don't see how we can possibly turn our backs on their needs. They are so critically hurting right now, and they need us more than ever, and they need Bibles. which is what this campaign with the Bible League is really all about, providing Bibles, providing the Word of God for these dear people who are under great adversity. We want to thank some folks who have given, and I tell you, we're going to do that coming up at the bottom of the hour. I have some more thank yous to share, but I just want to let you know that you are making a difference. You really are making a difference as we move back to our campaign. And I must emphasize or stress as well that this is it for this effort. This weekend, coming into the end of this month, is critical for us to get this job done together. We still need a couple of thousand plus Bibles. How about helping us right now? The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International. Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show are being sponsored by the Bible League. The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, folks, what do you say? Let's stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. I'm excited every time we get the chance to work with this great ministry. As I said at the outset of the hour, our campaign is that right now. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And having been with the Bible League in some of the areas of ministry around the world where they work, I can tell you it's a memorable experience that really you never quite come home the same. When you realize the tremendous hunger for the Word of God. I grew up in this country, as many of you did. Others of you, you have a different frame of reference. You could speak probably more accurately to this than I, because you've lived in some of these other countries, maybe even grown up there. But I'll tell you, for us in America, the luxury is profound in terms of all the things that we have at our fingertips, not the least of which the Word of God. And we can have, as I've often said, as many copies of God's Word as we want. We can have them at very reasonable prices. We can have them in all kinds of formats. Many of you now, in fact, some pastors wonder when their congregants are looking at their cell phone, are they really following me in the Scriptures, or are they checking their email? Heaven will know one day what we were up to in that regard. But you get my point. We can carry the entire Word of God on a cell phone. And it's just amazing. And yet we have brothers and sisters who are desperate for one copy of God's Word. They don't care what format. I mean, to them, a cell phone with the Bible would blow their minds. They would just like a copy, a hard copy, as we say, that they can hold in their hands. And in fact, we've heard of stories through the years when they have literally wept with joy when they were given their first copy of the Bible. And I believe that ought to make us feel just a bit guilty in the good sense of the word that we have so much. At least we ought to be motivated to say, hey, I can do something about that. $5 buys one Bible with the Bible League. $50. Think about $50. And think through what you've recently spent. What did you spend $50 on? Or maybe even $100. Do you realize 50 Bibles, or $50 would buy 10 Bibles, $100 would buy 20? So that's why I'm encouraging you to quickly get online or get on the phone and call and make your gift. The need is profound. 800-YES-WORD is the number. 800-937-9673. It's as simple as that. 800-937-9673. And you can remember easily it's 800-YES-WORD. So you got it. 800-937-9673. And of course, as always, when you go to our website, wava.com, you'll see the Bible League banner. You can click on that. You'll see the theme there as well. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And having, as I said, traveled with the Bible League, but also through the years traveling in other parts of the world as well. In my own private ministry, I have met with some of these pastors, and I have realized the hunger for the Word of God, that they have. And so many of them don't have even one copy as a pastor. They have to, in some cases, actually borrow a Bible to preach their sermon or to prepare it. We've heard of those stories. And I've met some of those people in years past. I think one of those was on our trip with the Bible League to Cambodia. And also we were in Senegal on a Bible League trip. I can remember these pastors saying, we need God's word. And it's a call to come alongside the suffering church and say, hey, we have not forgotten you. You're not off the radar for us. In fact, I've often said it's not them and us. There's no such thing in the church, in the body of Christ, as them and us. It's us. It's us. That's why Paul said, if one person, one member of the body weeps with sorrow and brokenness and pain, I weep with them. If they rejoice, I rejoice with them. We are interconnected inseparably as Christ intended. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over and all, in and through us all. We are one church. Part of the church is free, although our as we've been talking on this show, our freedoms are in danger of being abridged, and in fact, in some cases already have, but in other parts of the world, we are living in luxury in terms of freedom compared to those brothers and sisters. And invariably, when I've met any of the persecuted church, they don't ask for anything other than, they don't ask for money, they don't ask for food even, they say, we need Bibles. Can you get us some Bibles? And I referenced a moment ago our trip to Cambodia back in, I believe it was 2003, and we met with those brothers and sisters there. In fact, I think the Bible League director for Cambodia is still the same brother, his brother who is a former Buddhist monk. And we got to meet with him, fellowship with him, and talk with him and others while we were there. But we also met a man who was a fairly recent convert from Buddhism to the Christian faith. He was now a pastor of about 3 years of experience. As I recall, and I don't have all the details of the story as well as some of the other travelers. I know Scott Wilder and some of these other guys would tell you in detail. But I remember this pastor telling us his story as we gathered with him and his family and his 86-year-old father, and his wife was there, his daughter was there, and others of their local congregation. He had turned his house into a church. But the story behind it was that he, in fact, by trade, is a veterinarian. And also, as a businessman in the village, he was also the Buddhist chief, if you will, or the Buddhist key leader. And as he traveled around with his veterinary work, there was a pastor whose animals he was servicing who began sharing Christ with him. And did so on a regular basis every time the veterinarian would show up to take care of the animals. But it took him quite a while to even consider the faith. But once he did, he gave his heart to Christ. But for a full year, he never told anyone, not even his wife or family. And because the repercussions, he had to deal with those as well. In fact, long story short, when he finally did tell his wife, and his, in fact, one of the daughters had been assigned to the Buddhist temple to serve in the temple. He went and got her out of the temple after he became a Christian. His wife ultimately became a Christian. She had just returned from Bible school, as I recall, to train and help work in the ministry with him. But initially, his wife was aghast that he became a believer. She was absolutely disheartened and angry. She said, now you have ruined our family. No one will ever want to marry our daughters from this village. You've consigned us to being ostracized. But again, she finally came to faith. As I say, she was there that day. And even his 86-year-old father had come to faith through his witness. And that's not the end of the story by any means. In 3 years, he had already planted 3 churches. In 3 years, as a pastor, he had planted 3 groups of believers, about 50 of them each. And you know what he said to us? I need Bibles. I need at least 150 Bibles right now, if not more, for each of these new congregations. Folks, that's the kind of fellow believer you and I are coming alongside of when we step into this ministry with the Bible League and say, hey, I can do that. Think about that. I can provide 50 Bibles. I can provide 100 Bibles. I can provide 20 Bibles. So what I'm saying to you is I really want you to understand that this is not abstract. It's real people. As a matter of fact, very real people who are paying a high price for just getting out and sharing the faith. And we're going to share that in a moment as well with one of the audio clips that Bible League's provided us. But I want you to realize that what you're doing, what I'm asking you and encouraging you to do, is really, truly grassroots kingdom work. And your gifts of Bibles are life-changing for these people. These pastors, more than one, has said, I just need some Bibles. Give me some Bibles. Give me as many as you can. And of course, sometimes that's not even possible to give them all they could use, but give us something to work with. As we go to the break, would you go to the phone? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673. And of course, go to our website. There's a banner there. Stand with the Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Make your gift there at WAVA.com.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate, 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Why did Angelina Jolie decide to revisit the Maleficent franchise?
Both Al and I felt really strongly, and Disney, that we wouldn't just do it and do another episode, another chapter. There needed to be a reason to come back. And so we didn't do it right away. We really wanted to make sure that we had the right story, that we knew what we wanted to say, most of all with their relationship. They're a very unusual mother-daughter.
It's rated PG and now in theaters. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. With the tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been kept low on the radar is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as investors flock to the security of bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, all to your benefit. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market's still on your side. Home appreciation's up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvement, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, the inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. Call Cornerstone First Financial now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or visit cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply. NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Don Crow here, senior pastor at Plymouth Haven Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. We're looking for a part-time, primarily weekends, children's ministry director and a part-time youth ministry director, possibly combining the two positions into one full-time position should the right person be available. If you're interested in applying for one or both of these positions, call our church office at 703-360-4370. That's 703-360-4370, or find out more at plymouthhaven.org.
Mostly clear for tonight, the low 51, then for tomorrow, partly sunny, high 71. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 54. Thickening clouds on Saturday, we'll see some rain late in the day, high up to 66. Some rain is likely Saturday night into Sunday, and we'll dry out late in the day Sunday. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
6,720 Bibles, our goal with the Bible League. So far, you've provided 4,449 of those, leaving us a goal to go of 2,271 more. And we have just a few days left to wrap this campaign up, so I'm hoping that you'll help us, as some are doing. Richard in Stroudsburg, we mentioned earlier, a $200 gift today. Opal in Frederick, Maryland, a $50 gift. Sharon in Upper Marlboro, a $10 gift. All of those going together to make our goal that much nearer. And your gift is going to make a difference, too. $5 for a Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20. You know the drill. And we just want to thank so many of you who've done that. If you can give anything, say $5, $50, $100, yes, we could use some of the larger gifts as well. Some of you have done that, $500, $1,000. It's all worthwhile when we do it together. Thank you. Yes, word, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. A chance to make a difference in the world with the power of God's Word, sharing our hearts through the Word of God with fellow believers and hungry-hearted people all over the world who are longing to know the truth that many of us have grown up with in this country and had unlimited access to. And there's nothing wrong with that. I tell you what, I don't complain about the access God has given us providentially to His Word here in this country. But we know a basic principle of the Scripture is that to whoever much is given, of that person also much is expected and even required. And so we have the chance to share the good news of the gospel and the power of the Word of God with other people through our Bible League campaign, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And you have already been doing that. We thank you for what you've been doing so far, but we have quite a way to go, as we want to see at least, well, it's to be exact, 6,720 copies of the Word of God. I love that figure of 7,000. That's a nice round figure, and it's in your style to do that anyway, to go over goals. So let's do it together right now. And in the days ahead, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20, and so forth. Whether it's $5 or $50 or $5,000, number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at our website, click on the Bible League banner. The theme you'll see is Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church at WAVA.com. And we know this word very, very well. Many of us do. Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together, and it judges the desires and thoughts of the heart. There is nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all of creation is exposed and lies open before his eyes, and it is to him that we must all give an account of ourselves. This is the power of the Word of God. It is a living Word. In fact, there is no other force in all the world that can match the dynamic power of the Word of God and its ability to go to the very heart of the human condition, revealing, just as we read, even the thoughts and intents of a person's heart, but also able to change the hardest of hearts and bring us all to our knees in repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that you would agree that if our nation itself ever needed the Word of God, the living Word of God, working in the hearts and minds of all of us, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, whatever, way beyond partisan politics and ideologies, it is the Word of God that can make men live together in harmony and actually learn how to love each other, even when they disagree with one another on some of the important issues that are being debated these days. But I tell you what, it's the absence of the power of the Word of God, in my view, that is giving us our current situation of so much vitriol and hatred and false doctrine and upside-down values and all the rest of it. And the remedy is not with the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody else. It's in the Word of God. I know many of you agree with that. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, what? I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in that gospel, in the gospel, the righteousness that God demands is revealed, is unveiled, is explained. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So we're calling you to share this powerful Word of God. Certainly in our own country, we seek to do it on stations like this and many others, your pastors in their preaching and various other parachurch ministries, working for the betterment of our culture through the power of the Word of God. But here we're asking, this is something we really want to export. There may be many things about America these days that we really don't want to export and send abroad, but this is one that we do, the powerful Word of God, and we can do it together when you make that call. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at our website, wava.com.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858. 404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here. I want to thank you for helping us provide thousands of Bibles as we stand with them, providing desperately needed Bibles for the persecuted church. But we still need your help to complete our commitment for this campaign, and we only have a few days left of this month to finish the job. So if you've already made a gift to the Bible League, thank you. But if not, would you consider doing it right now? $5 for one Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, and anything you can give is really going to make a difference when you call 800-YES-WORD. And perhaps you could even give a larger gift over a period of time. For example, $50 a month will end up providing 120 Bibles at the end of that 12-month period. But whatever you can do, would you do it right now by calling 800-YES-WORD? 800-937-9673. That's 800-937-9673. One more time, 800-937-9673, or you can give online at WAVA.com.
On Friday, November 8th, the Renaissance Leadership Network is excited to welcome Nathan Art to discuss financing your dream. Nathan is the principal and founder of Ministry Solutions. With experience from his successful career in banking and private equity, he creates expert financial strategies that free up capital for his clients, allowing them to expand and advance their vision. Over the past 2 years, Ministry Solutions has worked with 16 of the top 100 fastest-growing churches in America. And in just 7 years, Nathan has grown a small one-man shop into a mid-sized consulting firm with over $600 million in successfully funded and managed projects. At RLN, we provide access to the world's top leaders and experts who give you in-demand coaching and information that leads to measurable results. So whether you lead in church, business, or otherwise, register today at rlnleadership.com. Don't miss this session. That's rlnleadership.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs.
Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
The next time you could use a pick-me-up, head over to Godvine.com for uplifting and inspirational videos that you'll truly love. Join the millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. They know that Godvine videos are specially chosen to bring joy and share the love of God and the wonder of His creations. For the very best Christian videos, visit us today at Godvine.com.
Making a difference in the world through the power of the living Word of God. Stand with them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. That is the theme of our campaign with the Bible League, and we thank you for being part of it when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or you can give online at our website, wava.com. We know that there are many trouble spots in the world. There are many, many places where Christians are being persecuted as never before. And we talk about that, as I've said earlier, on a regular basis here on the show, because we do care about what's happening to our brothers and sisters around the world. And so often they ask us for one thing, well, maybe two: pray for us and give us Bibles. Pray for us and give us Bibles. And we know that one of the areas where Christians are being persecuted is the country of India.
And we have a non-secular government at present, and they are emerging as a superpower, winning the elections in different states. They always propagate Hindu agendas and aim to establish a Hindu nation. The Hindu extremists started to teach, if you see a Christian, they are following a foreign faith. They are defiling India because they are following a foreign faith. And public religious activities were banned by the local political and religious leaders. Some churches are forced to stop conducting cell groups in many parts of the country. Evangelism is found to be the greatest challenge in the country. Public evangelism is banned in many places. The members don't have even the freedom to carry the Bible in public.
Not even the freedom to carry the Bible in public, let alone stand on a street corner or anywhere else and talk publicly about it. And that's a brother by the name of Subish. And yet he says the Christians in India are strong in their faith, folks.
The Christians in India and the Hindu fanatic organizations emerged as a superpower for the last couple of years. And they divided the people according to their religions and started to attack other religions, especially the Christians. And they are intolerant and oppose all the gospel and missionary works. They are forcing the Christians to recant their faith and reconvert into Hinduism. So when a person or family accept Jesus, their community expel them. Their families excommunicate them. But the new believers are very strong, and I'm very glad that God is working for them. They are very strong in their faith, that they stick on to the salvation that they receive. That is the greatest thing I want to share about the faith of Christians in India.
And of course, we know that faith is strengthened only by being able to access the Word of God, to study it, to digest it, to make it part of your daily life. I've often asked, what would my life, what would your life be like, really, if you could imagine never having even one copy of God's Word? So many of us have, thank God, never had that situation face us. We've had access to the Word of God without any restriction from early childhood in many cases, but that's not the case for so many, as in the case of these Christians in India.
Because of your decision to help us with Bibles, many people transformed and received new life in Christ. They are the people groups of Hindu backgrounds, and the unique truth is that all of them are considered as first generation Christians, and your contributions will help this generation to pass their faith to the future generations. On behalf of our organization, I thank all the donors for your love and heart for the mission in India.
And that again is Brother Subish. Can you imagine what he just said, that when you give a Bible, you are actually starting a first generation of Christians coming out of the religions that are so ancient in their land and so restrictive and, of course, so completely apart from the truth of God's Word and of Jesus Christ. So we're inviting you to do this, to really bring along the Word of God into these areas that we've just described, such as this one in India and so many other countries as well. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. We have to take this break right now, but would you use this moment to go right to the phone and call that number and make that gift? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church Bible League banner on our homepage, WAVA.com. Give your gift of any amount there as well. We'll be right back.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-54-BIBLE. That's 844-54-BIBLE. 844-54-BIBLE.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here. I want to thank you for helping us provide thousands of Bibles as we stand with them, providing desperately needed Bibles for the persecuted church. But we still need your help to complete our commitment for this campaign, and we only have a few days left of this month to finish the job. So if you've already made a gift to the Bible League, thank you. But if not, would you consider doing it right now? $5 for one Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, and anything you can give is really going to make a difference when you call 800-YES-WORD. And perhaps you could even give a larger gift over a period of time. For example, $50 a month will end up providing 120 Bibles at the end of that 12-month period. But whatever you can do, would you do it right now by calling 800-YES-WORD? 800-937-9673. That's 800-937-9673. One more time, 800-937-9673. Or you can give online at WAVA.com.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the Scriptures so that we allow Scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
We compartmentalize our faith, don't we? That's what we do on Sunday. The rest of the time, we do other things. But that's not the way the early Christians lived. Their job was an add-on to their real ministry, which was to live for Christ. That's what I hope we can begin to see happen.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Everything You Need, next time on Turning Point.
Thursday at 3:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 9 p.m. on WAVA.
Hello. I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune into the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
A-Action Home Services, featuring Amana high-efficiency heating equipment with a 10-year warranty. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Made that call yet? The number to call is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Online at our website, WAVA.com. Again, the theme, a powerful theme, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And there's hardly a country, it seems, where that's not going on in some part of the world. Certainly, the country of Egypt is a case in point.
Evangelism is considered to be a crime here in Egypt, so you can worship freely. However, you cannot evangelize or speak to Muslims about your faith. Those are the sorts of laws that are very elastic. They can be bent. They are not very clear. On one day, you'd find the president saying that Egypt ensures the freedom of religion of its people. And on the next day, we'd hear that the police raided a church or maybe a gathering for Christians. If and when you get caught evangelizing Muslims, you can be arrested, and most probably you'll be taken to a prison where no one will know about you anymore. Of course, some people can face torture and being held up against their will. Their families would have a very hard time getting to know where they are. So what typically happens is that a Muslim who receives a New Testament would then start reading it and engaging with it, and then come back to this person and gets back to him with questions and discussions. And over the course of weeks and maybe months, they start believing and they start developing their faith until they pray and surrender their lives to Jesus.
Pastor Kareem from Egypt telling us how important the Word of God is, but how dangerous it is to share your faith with others in Egypt at this point in time. And yet they're doing it, and they're just saying, we want the Bibles. We need the Bibles. In fact, Pastor Dwisi from Ethiopia has a similar concern. Let's hear that.
We have a great need. We don't need food in the church. The 800,000 Christians in this land do not need food from you. But they are only crying out that you give them the Word of God. And whoever comes our way and is able to give us a Bible, it will be a great blessing. It will be better than giving us food to eat.
Better than giving us food to eat. Folks, it's so easy to be a part of this. $5 buys one Bible. $10 buys two, obviously. $50 buys 10. $100 will buy 20 Bibles when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. One more time, 800-937-9673, or online at our website, wava.com. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. You'll see the Bible League banner with those words on it. You can click on that, and you can make your gift there as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done so far. And I believe, God, that we're going to go way over goal on this campaign only because of what you're doing. God bless you.
Let the busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
Listen to the Bible Study Hour with James Boyce, Sunday mornings at 8 on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life change.